We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast. Coming up on this week's show, a conversation with John Sunville, the Tigers' former All-American, who of course has his jersey hanging high above the floor at Mizzou Arena. We'll visit with the SEC broadcaster and Mizzou alum, John Sunvold, up next on this edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, after this from Shelter Insurance.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember, I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
John, first of all, great to talk to you. It's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. Just your impressions so far through the first, I guess, week and a half of the SEC season. Who stands out?
Well, Mike, first of all, it's great to be on again with you and great to visit with you. You know, the SEC... Who stands out would be Tennessee, and the Missouri fans got to see them up close and personal. They're one of the top, I'd say top four teams. I'm going to give you Tennessee, Virginia, Michigan, and I'll throw in the Duke team because of their talent, even though they're freshmen. And I don't really think freshmen win, except unless you've got seniors around. But now the Tennessee team is the team that stands out. The other part of the SEC is the fact that so much depth, and every team every night seems to have a chance to win. So no matter if you're Ole Miss that had got on such a run, all of a sudden they lose a game to an LSU team that maybe has more talent than 11 or 12 of the teams in the SEC. So there's a number of things that go on in the SEC when you're watching. But Tennessee's the one, and then it's going to be hard to figure out which is the second or third best.
The thing that impresses me the most about Tennessee is, first of all, they understand who they are. They're so well coached and so disciplined. But offensively, they're so efficient. 1 through 5, they can come off a down screen on the block, curl it into the free throw line, catch the ball, rise up, and shoot a jump shot without ever having to put the ball on the deck. I mean, that impresses me just how efficient they are offensively.
Yeah, what's fun is the fact that they're an older group. I mean, this is like watching old college basketball, right? The veteran team, they know how to play. They are all more confident offensively this year than they were last year. Obviously, Williams was player of the year last year, and he's confident and good, and Schofield the same. But the rest of them, Bone, Bowden, every one of the other guys, Turner, they come in and they're not only the same as they were a year ago defensively, they're just better offensively and they're confident. And you know what? They're just, they're showing up and they're just leaving their mark when they leave, right? They just come do their job and they kind of walk in with a swagger. It's a different guy on a different night. They're deep. And when they leave, they just kind of walk out with a swagger. And when you have that, you've got a chance to have something special, which I think they'll have a great year.
Probably the most impressive job so far by a coach is what Kermit Davis has done in Oxford. And basically the same group of guys, and they're 3-1 in conference play, 13-3 overall, and he has them playing just so hard right now, John.
Yeah, he does. You know, he came in, and obviously the cupboard wasn't bare. When you've got a Brian Tyree, and you've got a Terrence Davis, what he really did, you take a kid like a Terrence Davis, who is now a senior, and last year he tested the NBA waters in the summer and wanted to see, and the reality was, if he doesn't play defense, he'll not even have a close chance in the NBA. So Kermit Davis could sit him down and go, okay, you've heard that, so here's what I need from leadership. You need to be a great defender, and if you don't do that, you won't play, because I need to build a program. So Terrence Davis bought in. We know how explosive he is. He took Brian Tyree off the ball so that Tyree doesn't have to make so many decisions. Outstanding move, great talent. Well, now all of a sudden, he's just got guys buying in, and we knew how athletic they were a year ago. Again, another year older, same guys. You add the freshman Henson, who had a huge game at Mississippi State. And you know what? It's just a mark of a new voice for the same players, and we all know how great Kermit was, but he's taken a team that might have been picked 13th in the league, and you know they're going to battle all year. Obviously, it's a long conference season, but I think they'll be in the mix of trying to make the NCAA tournament, which would be an unbelievable job by him.
More teams than ever got into the tournament a year ago. What do you think this year? I mean, how deep can this field go for the SEC in postseason play?
Well, it's a challenge. There were a few of the teams that didn't have a great pre-conference season, and so there were question marks. And what has emerged since conference has started, again, it's a long season, is the fact that LSU stubbed their toe early, mm-hmm. but now they're back in. Ole Miss was never thought of early, and they're in. You know, I think it's a league that you go 7-8. Could it possibly get 9? The great thing, and you've seen this over the years now that Missouri's in the league, is that now you get great points for being in a good league and winning games. 3 years ago, if you won a league game, it probably didn't give you any bonus points. And so now all of a sudden you've got a chance every week, two games a week, if you can get two wins. And if you get into February and start running some wins together, it's going to mean something on your resume because all these teams are good and the league is highly ranked. And you've got chances every night. So, you know what? It's who knows what, but, you know, I think you're going to go 7-8, maybe 9, and that'd be terrific for this league.
What are your impressions of the Tigers so far?
Well, up and down, inconsistent, and maybe not surprising without Jonte mm-hmm. in. You know, I thought early in the season, you kind of thought, where are they going to get points? And then all of a sudden, they had a stretch where Xavier, Illinois, Central Florida before that, and you thought, while they're really coming together, even though they're a young team with a couple senior players helping along. And I don't want to put it on one guy, but most of us who watch, when Jeremiah Tillman plays well and plays hard and is not in foul trouble, it's a different team. And when he's in foul trouble and he's on the bench, Missouri's not as big and as physical as some of these SEC schools. So you hate to put it on one guy, but he's got to be on the floor. And when he's on the floor, he's got to be productive. And if he is, we've seen it. We saw the Xavier game, saw the Illinois game. You went, okay, that's the potential of what the team can be. And if they do that, they could have quite a few SEC wins. Conversely, if he's not on the floor like South Carolina last night against Alabama, you go, okay, this team's going to struggle. So up and down, but they've got a chance. Conzo's a good coach, and I think they've got a chance to because defensively they're so solid.
Hey, buddy, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Mike, it's always great to catch up with you.
All right, take care. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.